everybody, and welcome to Hammer Time. I'm your host, Brendan, and you're here as always to bring you the latest on your favorite soccer club up here in Whatcom County, Bellingham United FC. Gosh, it's a beautiful time of the year in Washington State. I'm looking out my office window right now, blue skies, some wispy white clouds. It's just gorgeous, and soccer is in the air. We're 6 days away from the World Cup. That's just exciting. It's like everybody's buzzing about it. So, but as for your Hammers, it's been a tough series of road trips for the Hammers lately. Might have caught up to them a bit this past weekend. They opened up a doubleheader this past Saturday against Vancouver Victory FC. Was the second meeting between the two teams this year, as Bellingham beat the Victory 2-0 in the Hammers' 2014 home opener. Second match would prove to be a much different story, though, thanks to Vancouver's Borche Antisanov, who had arguably the best individual match of any player this season so far in the EPL WA. It all started in the third minute, very, very early, when Antisanov sent a screamer past Bellingham goalkeeper Brian Swanson to give Vancouver an early 1-0 lead. 13 minutes later, in the 16th minute, Antisanov would once again be involved with a goal when he played the ball to an open Mirza Ramic, who put it away for a 2-0 victory lead. Bellingham's Ty Hastings would have a chance on goal in the 30th minute, only to be stopped by Vancouver's goalkeeper Jordan Farr. The score would remain 2-0 at halftime. Second half had a similar start to the first, when in the 47th minute, Antisanov would send in a cross that would find Tavon Harriet, who put it home to stretch Vancouver's lead to 3. Only a minute later, Bellingham finally got on the board, and Rio Matsubara played a ball to Tony Clark, who sent it over far for what would be the only Bellingham goal of the match. Antisanov would go on to earn a brace in the 72nd minute, and Bobby Hutchin provided the exclamation mark in stoppage time, so it would lift Vancouver to a 5-1 win. Head coach Lance Callaway had this to say, quote, "The bottom line was we could not solve the problem of Borche Antisanov, the Victory's strongest striker who just returned after being out for a month. Antisanov played a significant part in every single goal scored against us on Saturday, very dynamic. He hit 2 world-class goals under heavy defensive pressure. To be honest, we did play some good soccer Saturday, but we either didn't take the chances in the final third or we committed small mistakes that prevented us from finding the back of the net. We didn't get behind the Vancouver defense as much as we needed." End quote. The Hammers had to put that behind them, though, very quickly, as the next day they had a match against South Sound FC, who were undefeated going into this match. And although this was the first Evergreen Premier League match between the two sides, they had met twice before in preseason play, both in 2012 and 2013. Both of those matches, Bellingham won with relative ease. Sunday proved to be a much harder test. Miguel Andes opened the goal scoring for the South Sound Shock in the 38th minute with a shot from distance that found the back of the net. That goal would be the only one of the first half, as the Hammers went into halftime facing a 1-goal deficit. Second half was back and forth with both sides playing good soccer, but in the 78th minute, Bellingham would surrender a penalty kick that was successfully converted by South Sound's Daniel Gray for the 2-0 lead. Moments later, South Sound returned the favor by giving Bellingham a PK of their own, which was also successfully made by Bellingham forward Tyler Bjork. Although the goal would give Bellingham some hope to draw level in the waiting minutes of the match, the Shock stood strong and held on for the win. Final score in this match was 2-1 South Sound Shock. Coach Callaway had this to say about the match. Quotes. "Today's match against South Sound FC was a very good match, and I thought overall we played quite well. We knew the South Sound side was going to be very tough, as they are a very strong side with some good playmakers such as Mika Winsel and Daniel Gray. I felt we should have come away with some points. However, we made a mistake in the 38th minute of the match, and South Sound made us pay. I was really pleased with how the guys played throughout the match, though, playing some very good soccer as we got behind the South Sound backline. But we weren't able to convert. Our boys didn't give up and kept pressing. I was very impressed with our overall play, considering we had 2 very tough back-to-back matches in some of the warmest weather we have had this year. I felt Sean Connor, Ty Hastings, and Tyler Bjork played very well in our attack today, making several penetrating runs and balls played in. Joel Grossman and Uche Ogwoba were very strong in defense for us. As of tonight, we just need to think about some of the errors we made, correcting them in training next week, and then go out next Sunday back at home at Civic Stadium and earn 3 points with a win over Yakima." End quote. So yeah, very tough weekend for Bellingham, but as you heard there with Coach Callaway's comments, he was very impressed with how they played, and you know, I really do believe that the Hammers just ran into a buzzsaw when it came to Tisanov in the game against Vancouver, and from what I've heard, they didn't actually play all that bad. But for more on that, I'm actually very, very pleased to say that I have Hammer's assistant coach, Brad Swanson, on the podcast today. And so without further ado, let's bring him on. All right, thank you so much, Brad, for joining me on the podcast today. For everybody who's listening, this is assistant coach Brad Swanson of Bellingham United FC. How are you enjoying the EPL WA so far this year, Brad?
I think we're doing fine. We've had a couple of tough results, and we want to play better in every game. But the way that our away schedule worked, we had several away games, which I think was tough on the boys, which resulted in some less than favorable finishes to games. But by and large, I think we're in a good spot.
And are you enjoying, now that you've kind of seen, you know, there are a lot of unanswered questions when the league started. Now that the season's progressed a bit, what are you seeing from the other teams? Do you like the level of competition? Do you like the level of experience and talent?
Yeah, it's a good league. Top to bottom, every team brings good players, so the competition is good every week. I think we are certainly one of the very best teams in the league. We knock the ball around and possess the ball better. Our only problem these days has been scoring more than the other team. Turns out that's more important than possessing the ball, and we're getting there.
Well, I was going to say, you know, the team looked really, really good when they were against Spokane, and as well as Wenatchee, and they looked good at home as well. It looked great in that friendly against the Sounders U23. From what I heard, so I wasn't able to make it to the match, but they had a great game against South Sound. It just didn't quite come together in the third, like you were saying. But what do you foresee against a team like South Sound, where they have that experience? What do you foresee about that when they're coming back home against the Hammers? Do you see the Hammers getting them once they come back home?
Yeah, we played a tough game the day before, traveled to Vancouver and back before that game. South Sound was rested, hadn't played the day before, and we still should have won that match.
Well, on the day before against Vancouver, like you mentioned, it seemed like it wasn't so much about playing, you know, Vancouver, who the Hammers beat 2-0 in their home opener, but it was more about their one of their new additions, right, Antesanov, who had just an outstanding game. What did you see from him in that game against the Hammers, and why were they having trouble with him?
He's a good player, and he had a great game. I don't know if he plays that well the rest of the season. If he does, good for him. It was unfortunate that he played so well against us, because he was the difference.
Yeah, it seemed like it. I know even coach, you know, head coach Lance Callaway, he was saying that he went over to him after the match and said that, yeah, that he had an incredible game. So it's just one of those days, right? He just hit a buzzsaw at the wrong time.
I think it was just one of those days.
Now, moving on to some more exciting things to talk about. Now, I know that we've always, when we go to games, you're watching for Kellen Brown in the past. You know, he was the striker you were looking for. This year, kind of seems to be spread out with the goals, with the goal scorers in the team. Who do you think is going to step up here now, going into this, you know, second half of the season? Who do you see stepping up as a goal scorer, or people, or just players in general?
We need Caleb Bjork to score more. He has been consistently our most dangerous threat. We need Andrew Weisar to score more. Andrew has had had some tough times in front of the net recently. Both of those guys are very capable of scoring. But generally, we need to be more dangerous. If you counted the number of passes a team connected in both the South Sound and the Vancouver game last weekend, we win 20-0. We knock the ball around better. We possess the ball better. But ultimately, you have to build that into scoring chances and goals. So we need to be more dangerous. We need to put the other team on its heels, and that is a function of how well our forwards get behind defenses. And that's not just Tyler. It's not just Andrew. It's all the way across the board with Ty Hastings, Mo, DJ, players like that who can get forward and be dangerous at any moment. Those guys all have great pace, and if we can get them behind defenses, we will create all sorts of problems. And then that builds into midfield players getting forward. So if you're keeping the defense honest with your forwards being dangerous, that opens up the midfield behind the underneath the forwards to a greater degree, and also allows a little bit more freedom from our center midfield players to overlap and also get in behind. I see guys like Rene Caro and Rio and Tony, players like that, who can come out of the midfield and step in behind defenses and be dangerous as well.
Well, I've got, you know, from what I've seen at home, there is some really, you know, quality build-up, you know, play. They really are looking good in that sense. So fun to watch. And speaking of coming home, finally, it's been a very long, long, you know, string of road games. How much does it mean to you guys, coaches, players, everything, to come back home to Civic Stadium?
Love playing at home, Brandon. It's the best atmosphere in the league by a long ways, and we are so grateful to have such enthusiastic and dedicated fans. It's exciting, always exciting to come home.
Well, they play Yakima this week. I know that you haven't faced Yakima yet, but what do you foresee with that team? They've kind of been a little bit inconsistent. They've had some really crazy wins and also some sort of, you know, eye-opening losses. What is the game plan for Yakima?
We need to play as well as we can. The way you characterize Yakima, you could have just as easily characterized our team. We've had some strange wins and some strange losses, and we've been relatively inconsistent scoring goals. If we can score a couple goals early, I think we do well. If we don't and keep teams in the game, we open ourselves up to a heartbreaking result like we had with West Sound.
Well, I gotta tell you, I look forward to finally being, like you said, you know, the greatest fans. Can't wait to have the Hammers back in Bellingham this weekend on June 8th. Kickoff is at 3 p.m., of course. But, Brad, thank you so much. You do so much for the soccer community here, for the Hammers, for the Hammer Time Radio, for that matter, as well. Thank you so much for joining me and for all you do.
Thanks, Brad. Happy to do it.
All right, you have a great one.
You too. Thanks.
Always happy to have Brad on the podcast. He really does he thinks about everything so thoroughly. He's a very, very smart guy when it comes to the game. And so it's always great to have him on the show. Hopefully we'll have him on again before the season ends. All right, it's about time to take a look around the league. But before we do that, I'd like to thank my sponsors at Belcher Swanson Law Firm. They are huge supporters of Bellingham United FC as well as Hammer Time Radio and what they do for the soccer community here in Whatcom County is awesome. Thank you so much to Belcher Swanson Law Firm. You can find out more about them at www.belcherswanson.com. All right, so I'm going to head on over to eplwa.wordpress.com and we're going to take a quick look at what happened this past week. And, it all starts on May 31st. And as you know, started off at 2 p.m. with Vancouver Victory FC taking on Bellingham United FC. We know what happened in that match, 5-1 Vancouver Victory win. But later that evening at 7 p.m., Spokane Shadow kicked off against West Sound FC at Spokane Falls Community College. And Spokane Shadow won that match 1-0 over West Sound FC. On June 1st, again, we know what happened here. South Sound FC hosted Bellingham United FC at Harry Lang Stadium, where they beat Bellingham 2-1. And the final match of the weekend would be Wenatchee United FC against Seattle Stars FC. And Seattle got a win, 2-1 over Wenatchee. And those teams both struggling, so I'm sure either one of them would have been happy with the win. Wenatchee did, of course, have that win over Yakima the weekend previous. But Seattle finally gets on the board with a 2-1 win against Wenatchee United FC. All right, so that's the recap for the matches played this past weekend. Now let's go to the standings. And there's been a shakeup due to those two losses from Bellingham. They are no longer in first place. In fact, the still undefeated South Sound Shock now lead the way with 16 points. They have played six games. They have five wins and zero losses and one draw. Goal differential of +8. They've only played six games, too. They have one game in hand against the second-place team, Vancouver Victory FC, who has a record of 5-2-0 and a goal differential of +7. And South Sound has two games in hand against Bellingham United FC, who has played eight. So yes, Bellingham United now in third with four wins, three losses, and one draw, +4 goal differential. In fourth place, Spokane Shadow are hanging out with 10 points, and they have played six games, same as South Sound. They have three wins, two losses, one draw, +3 goal differential. And Yakima United FC also with 10 points. They played seven games. They are 3-3-1 with +2 goal differential. And then the bottom three, Seattle Stars now with a 1-3-1 record, -6 goal differential. West Sound FC 1-5-1 with a -12 goal differential. Wenatchee United FC 1-5-0 with a -6 goal differential. So, yeah, that's definitely, it's a little hard to see that. Bellingham falling from first place to third, but they're going to have some home matches here to make up for that and hopefully take back first place. Now let's get down to the Goalwa.net Goal King standings. And still hanging out at the first place spot is Hector Valdovinos of Yakima with 7 goals. Mikey Ramos of Spokane and Junior Garcia of Yakima tied for second with 5 goals. Mirza Ramic of Vancouver Victory, 4 goals. And Nick Paletichik, Jordan Jones, Borche Etinasov, all of Vancouver Victory, also with 3 goals. Same with Nick Hamer of Spokane, Tyler Bjork of Bellingham, and Daniel Gray of South Sound. Rounding out the list with multiple goals, Rob Lance of Seattle with 2, Muhammad Marina of Bellingham with 2, Dennis Stevenson of Yakima with 2, Andrew Weishar of Bellingham with 2, Curtis Peterson of Bellingham with 2, Dario Metza of Seattle with 2 goals, Eduardo Perez of Wenatchee with 2 goals, Joel Villa of Wenatchee also with 2 goals, and then Izzy DeLuna and Graham Davidson of West Sound both with 2 goals. So there you have it, everybody. That is the those are the standings for EPL WA. And now I guess it's time to take a look at what's going to be happening here in the future for the Hammers. They're going to be back at home, like we mentioned, against Yakima. And here's how I kind of see this one happening. Bellingham United FC is going to be coming into this match, obviously, riding a 2-game losing streak, thanks to those two meetings that we talked about earlier. But they're going to be hungry to get back on the winning side of things, especially in front of their devoted fans at home, as Brad Swanson mentioned, best fans in the league. Yakima United FC blew out West Sound FC in their last match 5-2. However, the team also surrendered a win to the previously winless Wenatchee United FC in a 3-1 loss the week before. The Hoppers are tied for first in the league in goals for with 19, but are dead last in the league with goals against 17. Which should make for an entertaining match for those of us who love some offense. With the game in hand against Bellingham, it could be said that these two teams are pretty evenly matched when it all comes down to it. However, Bellingham's defense is statistically better and has been extra stingy this season at home, only allowing one goal so far. Look for the Hammers to frustrate the offensively minded Hoppers early in the match and to nab a quick counterattack goal or two before the halftime whistle. This should be one of the more exciting matches of the season, and the atmosphere from the Hammers faithful, I'm counting on all of you, should be at its best after resting their vocal cords for nearly a month. Kickoff is at 3 p.m. on Sunday, June 8th at Civic Stadium. This is one you definitely don't want to miss. Guys, I mean that. I talked about it last week. Maybe I got a little long-winded about it, but, you know, I talked about it and I said, you must come to these matches. You already do. You show up, and you're great, and we love you. I love you guys. You're awesome. But you got to bring more friends and everybody. You've got to spread this podcast around. Spread the word about the Hammers. Let's pack Civic Stadium. The Hammers, they had a rough road, series of road games. And if they can come home to a stadium just full to the brim with Hammers fans, well, that's going to... It's going to just, give them goosebumps, and that's what we want to do. We want them to come out there and want to win for their fans. So let's do it. Let's pack Civic Stadium. Do this. And I know I'm really, 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 really excited. That's about it for this week's edition of Hammer Time Radio. I'd also like to thank Roughneck Scarves for being sponsors. They do scarves for EPLWA, for USL Pro, USL PDL, MLS. They do scarves for the American Outlaws. So many different places, and their scarves are gorgeous. So check out www.roughneckscarves.com. Also check out their store at www.roughneckscarves.bigcartel.com. Some great stuff up there. Get ready for the World Cup. All right, guys. Hope to see you at Civic Stadium this Sunday. Take care.